As lawmakers squabble over the size of President Biden's infrastructure plan, there's bipartisan agreement on at least one of its goals, reviving manufacturing. The administration wants to reverse a long-term decline in manufacturing jobs, and it's promising billions of dollars for workforce training programs to help do that. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are going unfilled, even as manufacturers are reporting a post-pandemic surge in demand for products. Employers say while there are plenty of people looking for work, few have the skills needed to land a job in today's manufacturing industry. Here now's Chris Bentley reports on efforts to close that gap.
Adonis Somerville is punching coordinates into a computerized milling machine, giving instructions to a robotic arm that will cut a block of plastic or metal into a precise shape, anything from electrical outlets to screws used in surgery. Somerville is a teacher at the Jane Addams Resource Corporation, a Chicago nonprofit that trains people in skills needed to land manufacturing jobs, especially people traditionally underrepresented in the industry. 10 years ago, Somerville was a student here, a young father unemployed and recently released from prison.
You know, once my kid came into the world, I figured I had to do something. And I actually saw someone on a bus one day, and they asked me what I was doing with my life, and I had no straight answer, and he actually told me about this place. It was someone I went to high school with, and the rest is kind of history from there.
Somerville was recruited for a job before he finished the 20-week training program. He started at $10 an hour, but one job led to the next, and within 6 years, he says he was earning nearly six figures, making mechanical seals and other industrial components.
You know, I always tell people, you know, you can have a job and you can have a career. I'm like, you know, a job, you can live paycheck to paycheck. You know, a career, you know, you can build a future on.
Nick Giraj hopes to build a career like that. He recently signed up for Somerville's training program. He's had jobs in construction, retail, and vehicle inspections, but
I just felt like I wasn't moving up. I was just stagnant.
Giraj says some of the manufacturing jobs he's aiming for offer starting pay double what he was earning before, with more opportunity for benefits. And he says it's difficult to automate or outsource the CNC skills he's learning today.
It's a position that's not going to get cut out. You still need somebody to load the parts and do all that. So I figure it's future-proof.
Welding is another skill manufacturers say is in short supply among the labor force. That's what Alexis Ramirez is practicing down the hall. She started learning the trade after she lost her job as a waitress.
You know, I needed something that was more solid, something more dependable, and especially with the pandemic, and this just seemed like an exciting, you know, fun thing that when they gave me the chance, I took it.
Ramirez says she wants to open her own shop someday, but first, she's just happy to be mastering the basics.
I had a friend that their dad was a welder, and, you know, I would go over and just see the sparks flying in the garage and just think, like, man, that really seems awesome. But I didn't think it was something I was maybe capable of doing. It seemed maybe, you know, hard or, you know, a man's job, a lot of people say, or, you know, but it's something I'm capable of, and it's really empowering. The whole thing has been really great.
Ramirez is 36, young compared to the average American working in manufacturing. And that's a problem for the industry.
Every 8 seconds, a baby boomer retires.
That's Carolyn Lee. She's in charge of workforce development for the National Association of Manufacturers. And she says as those baby boomers retire, it leaves a hole in the labor market. Advanced manufacturing jobs require new skills rarely taught in school. Employers hope the government will spend more on job training programs to help close that gap.
You have this constant movement as you're bringing on new facilities, new skills, new equipment, in addition to just a dynamic, you know, economy that is growing. I mean, manufacturing right now, the demand is there, but we can't keep up. We don't have the workers.
And there's another problem. Some would-be employees have an outdated perception of what these jobs are really like.
Well, you know, many people still think it's like dark, dirty, dingy.
That's Diana Peters. She's executive director of Symbol Training Institute, another Chicago-area program that trains people in advanced manufacturing and helps find them jobs. Dark and dingy does not describe the mood here. It can get loud, but a lot of manufacturing these days looks as much like scientific lab work as it does a traditional factory floor, with students taking precise measurements and calculating coordinates to program machines.
All right, so now the center line was right on that edge right there when we located our wagon.
Symbol has been open throughout the pandemic, as have most of the manufacturers that recruit its trainees.
So in the beginning, you know, we didn't have as many individuals coming to us, but now that things are opening up and people are more comfortable and they're not wanting to go into the service industry anymore, this is a great, great option.
Some training centers like Symbol are starting to build up wait lists as more people sign up to learn the skills that employers say are in short supply. Peters hopes it's a sign of renewed interest in an industry that she says is overlooked. But jobs are still going unfilled, which could mean the industry is changing faster than job training programs can keep up with. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.